Chaos at Comiskey, America's national pastime under attack. Good evening and welcome to this edition of Nightline. I'm Ted Koppel. On Thursday, September 19th, during the professional baseball game between the Chicago Baseball White Sox and the Kansas City Baseball Royals, Royals first base coach Tom Gamboa was allegedly attacked from two fans during the ninth inning. For more on this story, we go to Laura Maria Gonzalez Sergio Garcia Martinez Rodriguez Avita Alonzo Weinberg.
It happened on a beautiful Thursday night at Comiskey Park. The White Sox and the Royals in a meaningless September game. In the ninth inning, two fans, a father and son, jumped on the field to viciously attack first base coach Tom Gamboa.
What in the world is going on? Two guys came out of the stands and jumped on first base coach Tom Gamboa. And the Royals came pouring from the dugout, and they have absolutely buried those two guys. I would not even begin to know what prompted that. Those have to be two of the dumbest people in the United States.
Was it provoked or not?
It came from behind, and to tell you the truth, I didn't have any clue what had happened. I just felt like I had gotten blindsided from behind. I had no idea by who, because I knew we weren't having a problem with the other team. And when I rolled over and saw that there were two of them, I tried to kick one guy to keep him abreast, and then the other guy kind of smoked me on the side here. And then fortunately for me, by that time, our team got on the field to protect me.
It was a frightening sight. The altercation did not last long. In a matter of seconds, the Royals players were on the field, pummeling Mr. Leguay and his son. Afterwards, the two were charged. For Nightline, I'm Laura Maria Gonzalez Sergio Garcia Martinez Rodriguez Evita Alonso Weinberg.
Thank you, Senorita. And our thanks to KMBZ, or Kimba's, for that clip. When we return, we examine both sides of the issue when we talk to alleged attacker William Leguay Jr. and his son, and the attackee, Royals first base coach Tom Gamboa. Stay with us. I'm Ted Campbell.
Have you ever been violently attacked when you least expected it? Have white trash rednecks sought you out personally for no apparent reason? Are you tired of being bitch tackled while coaching first base at a Major League Baseball game? It's a common problem. Hi, I'm Steve Rosenstein, and I can help you because I'm a lawyer and you're not. Unless you are, in which case, I apologize. Call me now at 555-FRIVOLOUS. That's 555-FRIVILOUS. Call today. I desperately need the cash.
Mr. Rosenstein is neither a lawyer, nor does he possess a degree in anything. He's a crappy actor who can't find any work. Sue at your own risk. Call right now and receive a Sports Illustrated football phone or an abdominizer. Your choice. Operators are not standing by. It's a lot harder than it sounds talking this fast. You try it sometime.
Welcome back to this special edition of Nightline. I'm Ted Koppel. Chaos at Comiskey. Several weeks back, Tom Gamboa of the Kansas City Royals was attacked. We have with us, live via satellite, joining us from the correction facilities in Chicago, Illinois, Mr. William Leguay Jr. and his son, whose name I can't give out because he is a juvenile.
Yeah, why don't you shut your hole, Koppel?
Dan, keep it quiet.
Dad, shut up. Don't say my name.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Oh. Dad, shut up. Don't say my second name.
All right. Mr. Leguay and son, Dan, Steve, welcome to Nightline.
Mm.
I'd like to ask you a question. Mm. What could you have been thinking when you ran out there and attacked Tom Gamboa?
Dad made us rent Cocoon a few weeks ago. You know how much I hate old, helpless people? That guy had it coming. All old people have it coming. You got it coming, Koppel, because you're old.
That's my boy.
Thanks, Dad.
So, you attacked Mr. Gamboa not because he flicked you the bird or because he was a Royals first base coach, but because he was old. This is a racial discrimination or old age discrimination issue, is it not, young junior or William Leguay?
Well, it's got something to do with that, but the first thing Dad taught me is hate all first base coaches. They're nothing. They don't do anything. They stand there with their back to you. I'm sick of having people turn their backs to me, Ted. Ted, stop turning your back. I can't see you.
I'm looking right at you.
Fine.
You and your tattooed father aren't much to look at.
Hey, Koppel, how about these guns, huh?
Yes, the Illinois Congress will have to institute a new gun policy when they get a load of those hidden meat chops.
He's talking about his muscles, you jerk. You want to fight me?
No.
Dad, I'm going to fight him. Where are you?
I'm in the office here in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
And you're lucky, couple, because if we were there, we'd kick your butt, too.
We would.
I don't know if you can say butt on the air. One final question, Mr. Legway Jr. and son. Are you sorry for what you did to Mr. Gamboa?
Hell yeah, I'm racist.
I said sorry.
What?
My boy.
Dad, you've taught me so many things. I'm so racist, I hate all white people, and I'm a white guy. I got problems. Sometimes I have a southern accent, sometimes I don't. I hate everybody. You want to fight, Dad? You want to fight me?
That's my boy.
All right. Well, we have live via satellite on the other line, Royals first base coach, Tom Gamboa. Tom Gamboa, hello and welcome to Nightline. Just a reminder to the audience that Mr. Gamboa has suffered some severe hearing loss since the attacks by Mr. Legway Jr. and son. I will try to speak up as loud as possible. Mr. Gamboa, hello and welcome to Nightline.
What?
Mr. Gamboa, we have on the other phone, or other camera, I should say, Mr. William Legway Jr. and son. Is there anything you'd like to say to your two assailants?
Oh, pardon me. What'd you say?
I said, was there anything you'd like to say?
You see what I mean?
It is rather annoying. I see what you're saying. I'd probably punch him out myself.
I'll kick your ass, Gamboa. Shut it. Why can't you hear?
Mr. Gamboa, any comment?
Huh?
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight
on
Nightline.
Speak up, please?
I am speaking as loud as humanly possible,
Mr. Gamboa.
Wait a minute.
You guys watch this. Dad, let's arm wrestle.
Let's go.
Let's go. Come on.
All right. Well, join us next week when we have the San Diego Chicken talking about security issues for mascots.
You better not turn us back to me, Koppel.
All right. Thank you, you pizunk. Thank you for joining us tonight on Nightline. I'm Ted Koppel. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Celebrity voices impersonated.